Hello, everyone, and welcome into another Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast, dropping, well, 2 to 3 times a week right now, depending on the schedule of things and, quite frankly, whether or not we have any news in the lineup. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air. I've always got some thoughts, always happy to share those. Having a great go-round right now about divisional formats and alignments, which we covered in a previous podcast. And now, the newest piece of news coming out today is that the American Hockey League says, hey, we're not going to start the season until February 5th. So that announcement comes out. The NHL still hasn't said anything, but I feel like there's got to be something coming soon. The American Hockey League has decided, all right, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it February 5th. And the AHL has kind of always marched to the beat of its own drummer. They have an unusual schedule. And there's still a minor league circuit. They play most of their games on weekends when they can, whereas the NHL is pretty much Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, with some exceptions. But the American Hockey League likes to play on Friday and Saturday nights. It likes its geographic regionalism because it makes matchups easier. It makes travel easier for teams to be able to loop through certain areas of the country and play a bunch of games. It all helps keep costs down. There's a lot of interesting things about it. It's why the Pacific Division only plays 68 games, while the rest of the American Hockey League plays 76 games. All of it is about making it work across the country in an odd situation. And so the American Hockey League says we're going to go to February 5th. Minor leagues, let's just say this, need butts in seats more than the NHL does, but the NHL still needs people to be at those games. And I think the hope is, in putting this decision off, that we're going to turn a corner here on the second wave, that maybe we're going to get a vaccine in. There's going to be more information that's going to allow people to gather, get people into these situations where they'll be able to spend money on parking and hot dogs and, you know, jerseys and caps and programs and whatever, and come out and be a part of things and have that economic impact once again. It's going to be really interesting to me to see if the NHL is going to make an announcement anytime soon. It seems more and more likely, especially with the AHL announcing a February start date, that that's where the NHL's got to be going. Bill Foley, the Vegas Golden Knights owner, talked about this not too long ago. He did an interview with Vegas Hockey Hotline and said, you know, I've heard Commissioner Gary Bettman say January 1st. He's like, I don't know. I don't know about January 1st, maybe February 1st. And he did go on to say it's important for him and other owners to have butts in seats. And I completely believe that, especially coming off a year where they got most of the season in, but you miss all that playoff revenue. And if you're new to the podcast, every playoff game is straight profit because you don't pay the players in the postseason. Now, you still have to pay your staff, obviously. That's a year-round commitment. But you don't pay the players anymore. Those paychecks are done at the end of the regular season. What the players end up playing for in the postseason is playoff share. So the owners don't have to dole out the money, so they can make a few million dollars per home playoff game. Well, that was missing this year. And so that's a big one. The other big one, interesting that Jay Levin, who pops up from time to time on the Talking Puck podcast, you can follow him on Twitter at Bowtie Sports. He and I are kind of going back and forth right now about this, and you're welcome to join our discussion. But in the CBA, it looks like players are going to push for 100% of their season salary, regardless of the number of games played. If you're only playing a 48-game season, that is going to be a really, really difficult battle. And I'm not saying that there's going to be sympathy for the owners, but there may be some who either cry poor or say, you know, we may be forced to sell the team or what have you. Gary Bettman's not going to let anybody fold a team. We're not going to suddenly end up with less than 32. But I do think you're going to have a case where owners try to draw some sympathy and, quite frankly, say, we can't afford to do that. So there may be a battle coming, too, on the amount of money paid out to the players who, you know, if you play 48 games, they want to get paid for 82. There has to be a compromise in there somewhere, but it could be detrimental to the fiscal reality of the sport. And we already know we have a flat cap this year, flat cap next year, slight increase coming after that. But the economic reality of things is that you just don't turn on the press in the basement and print the money. it has to come from somewhere. Generally, it comes from your corporate sponsors, your TV contracts, and your paying fans. So now the NHL has to figure this out with the NHLPA as well. And that could affect the start date as well. I don't see a way, especially because of the Olympics, the pressure is on to end the season by the end of June so that you can get out of the way for July and the Tokyo now 2021 Olympics, which are a ratings horse for NBC. NBC's not going to preempt the Olympics for the Stanley Cup. So the NHL knows what the hard targets are. They know where the wall is, and they know they can't crash into it. I still think we're ending up with 48 games, and we'll be able to squeeze the playoffs in there. But that's even with a February 1st start date. The question remains, when are they going to make the announcement? And look, COVID could move the goalposts. COVID could move the entire stadium. They could pick up the field and move it miles away, because if things get worse, you might not be able to play at all. So let's keep our fingers crossed that we do turn the corner on this, not only on the second wave, but on the possibility of getting an effective vaccine widely distributed and making things safer for everybody. All right, well, that's it for this Tiny Biscuits. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. In my Twitter bio, you will find the link to our Talking Puck Discord. A lot of chatter going on now about exactly what we're talking about between the American Hockey League and other leagues around the United States and Canada. How are they going to survive? We'd love to have you be a part of things. Also, want to remind you, Talking Puck TV is on a bit of a hiatus right now. Mike Haynes and I taking a break from our normal Sunday night time slot at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can always go back and watch the old shows on YouTube and on Twitch, but we will be back once we know what the story is surrounding training camp and everything coming up. So thanks for listening, everybody. If you like the podcast, please subscribe anywhere you get your pods. We'll talk to you next time. Stay safe. This has been Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast.